That is the sound of happiness and joy from the people of Kapuri of Juba's Northern Barre Payam as they receive a new primary school for their children. The school was built jointly by Rwandan peacekeepers of the UN mission, UNMISS, and UN family as a way of giving back to the community. Riak Ruben is a pupil in class 8. He says he is happy with the support, but is appealing to the government to deploy more teachers. During the handover ceremony, the Rwandan contingent commander Muharura Muhangura says they are happy to be part of the development process in South Sudan. He calls for the leadership and the community at large to support the school.
We are therefore proud to have supported the establishment of such a formal education facility, which we feel, together with informal education acquired from parents, families and society back home, the end state will be a transformed society that will look beyond and to resolve the conflict in the region and Africa at large. Today, we have completely covered the primary school facility, water and sanitation. However, the vision of Capri Primary School is to have more facilities including kindergarten, library, cafeteria and a clinic. We call upon all stakeholders, leadership and other well-wishers to continue support the school and make Kapuri school vision come true.
Gombu Wani is the Minister of Education, Central Equatorial State. He calls for the people of South Sudan to forgive one another for peace to be restored. Wani says for South Sudan to go forward, the international agencies need community support.
For us to go ahead, let us forgive one another. Let us forget about differences so that peace will come back to the country. I know our communities sometimes are fed up because of insecurity. But I want to tell you that the government is working very hard. The armies are here in the country because of you. But they need also help. Without help from the indigenous, they will not do anything. So let us cooperate. Let us work together. Let us make this country a home for everybody.
For many, it is only through peace that development can go forward. Stephen Wani, the commissioner of Juba County, says he is happy that the image of Rwandan is reflected in South Sudan through the school project. He added that this is a demonstration that is telling the people of South Sudan that that is what the people are supposed to do.
The chairman of Community of Rwanda, under the constitutional commander, for reflecting the image of Rwanda government in South Sudan, especially in Kapuri. This school has shown that the people of Rwanda, they are concerned about the situation in South Sudan, because we share the same situation. By building a school, this is a demonstration that is telling our people here in South Sudan that this is what we are supposed to do. We know that there's a lot of challenges that will face the school in the future. But we as a government, as a county, as a Payam, as a community, it is our role to send our children to school.
It is hoped that this initiative will be an example to the community and other well-wishers to invest in children education. The UN family says it will continue to support the school with additional structures such as a library, a kitchen, a clinic, and more facilities. Regina Gorle reporting.